Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
It is time now for the bigger picture, and the talk of the town this week is that GameStop frenzy. Overnight, it took a turn with the stock snapping a six-day rally and wiping out nearly $11 billion in market value.
All of this because brokerages started curbing trading on their platforms that used by GameStop's fan base. So the question is, could this put a stop to day traders supporting these volatile stocks? So we've had GameStop this week, AMC Entertainment, and BlackBerry, which are all being shorted by the big guys.
These events this week feel like a marker in market history, doesn't it? Feels like it's going to go down in history. Let's try and get a little bit more sense and try and anticipate what's happening here with Lee Kian-soon, the CEO of Astral Asset Management. Kian-soon, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
What an amazing week as far as GameStop, AMC and other stocks are concerned. Could you tell us a little bit about your take on what you've been observing in the market with regard to these stocks the past couple of days?
I think I've been observing how the invisible hand has happened in a stock market.
The invisible hand. I mean, can we also call the invisible hand the retail crowd? And what sort of trouble have they been causing?
Obviously, you know, this is all started when the retail crowd starts going after stocks that have been highly shorted by hedge fund managers. They have taken short positions on these stocks, and it has caused and these guys basically start buying the stocks up. And it has caused significant distress for some of the hedge fund managers who have shorted because they need to cover their shorts at a much higher prices. As reports were surfaced, some of the hedge fund managers were in deep trouble. But in fact, such a practice, you can coordinate it through buying, i.e. you could encourage people to go into the market to buy up some stocks. The problem starts when who is going to be the first one to sell. Obviously, it has driven up the prices a lot, but as we hear more reports, as brokers starts to limit, you know, the positions that you can take, everybody will be running for the door. And, you know, you're going to see fireworks, and it tends not to end very well for all the investors involved.
Yeah, who's going to be the trendsetter? But, I mean, we are also asking ourselves this morning, Kian-soon, what this means for the broader market. You've got the Senate Banking Committee set to hold a hearing on the current state of the stock market, you know, saying Wall Street favors the people on Wall Street and not the people everywhere. Senator Elizabeth Warren calling for cops to be on the beat with regard to this matter. What are you anticipating will happen here on in?
I reckon this is a time when you see a huge disconnect between the performance of Wall Street versus the sufferings you see on Main Street. So politicians naturally would want to have, you know, somebody answerable for acts like this and, you know, calls for actions to be taken. I guess you said, you know, a whole series of investigations and, you know, regulations, whether such practices is allowed. In a way, you could say that this is a malpractice or a price fixing act, you know, coordinated through social media or other, you know, kind of platforms. So lots of actions will be taken. At the end of the day, I would say anyone involved in this is not likely going to be very happy. Because, you know, everybody wants to go to a party, and when the bell rings at 12 midnight, right? Everybody's stuck in a room and nobody can come out, right?
Yeah,
absolutely. Look, before we just move on to quickly touching on the US economic data that came out, I do want to ask you one last question on this subject. It's a reminder, isn't it, to everyone that when you invest, you've got to be careful who you listen to.
I would say what happened throughout the last week, yes, it's literally not investing. You are, it's as good as you walk into a coffee shop or you're standing in a public transport and you hear a bunch of people circulating news on certain stocks or certain investment ideas and you just decided to go ahead. I reckon that if you're investing your own money, the most prudent thing is to really do some kind of research. And, you know, if you think that what has happened throughout the last week is a form of investment, I think you probably have higher odds going into a casino to do your bets.
OK, Okay. Kinson, let's talk about the U.S. economy expanding by 4% in the final 3 months of last year. That's lower than the 4.2% that was expected. For the full year, U.S. GDP contracted at a 3.5% annualized rate. Now we have a new administration in the United States, the Biden administration. Do you have any expectations with regard to the first quarter of this year?
I think there's a lot of excitement about the new administration because, first of all, for the past 10 years, it's the first time you have a full Democrat set up, the president, the Congress, and the Senate, which means decision-making is going to be much coordinated and faster. Mm-hmm. And I would think that this is very important when the United States is fighting one of the biggest battles of their whole in the whole century, which is the COVID-19 pandemic. Given that their numbers are soaring, given that they have gone into lockdowns in various places, and you know the economy is in distress. I see this political change as a very positive thing for United States for the coming year, and simply because we already started to see the new administration taking more decisive actions, more logical decision-making process. And at the same time, you could see that the speed and the haste to address COVID-19 has changed dramatically.
Yeah, absolutely. But even though we saw GDP contract 3.5% in the US last year, on the earnings front, we saw the likes of Apple, for example, in one quarter making more than $100 billion. This is quite something. U.S. earnings really heated up this week. What was your take on the results?
I think Apple delivered a very good result, but let's not forget that Apple's revenue came predominantly from overseas. If you just look at Apple sales in China, it has actually not dropped, but it has increased quite dramatically. And as the CEO has mentioned, the sales could even have been better if there's no COVID and they have to close some of their shops in the United States. We're going to see this trend for a lot of the tech products simply because if you're stuck at home or you're working from home or you couldn't have any access to other kinds of entertainment, I think your phone is the best bet. And the same goes for other stocks like, you know, what we've seen, tools that you use to work from home, as well as movies that you are subscribed to when you are actually stuck. So this is a trend where we're going to see for some of the tech companies. Mm-hmm. But bear in mind, you know, the whole Wall Street and the whole stock market is also made out of companies that have suffered quite badly because of the pandemic. Obviously, they will not capture the headlines, but there are a lot of brick-and-mortar business, like this F&B business, etc., that has suffered tremendously because of the COVID pandemic as well.
We're speaking with Lee Kinsoon, the CEO of Astral Asset Management, on The Bigger Picture. Kinsoon, taking it home, Singapore's labour market figures released yesterday by the Ministry of Manpower revealed many local job seekers found jobs, and the number of retrenchments per quarter has started to fall. I believe employment grew by 28,900 in the fourth quarter of last year. A sign of optimism as we are finishing up the month of January of a brand new year?
I think the results came in was presently a very good surprise, and it's a good result. I think this to achieve such a result in such a challenging year 2020 and as well as this year is definitely a coordinated effort by our government, various companies, be it MNC or the local SMEs. It's a coordinated result where, plus with the right policies that have been put in place to support ongoing employment and also to create new jobs, that created such a positive outcome. I would say that it remains challenging because the COVID situation is not over. We are seeing some light, but it's not at the end of the tunnel. The challenges are ongoing because of things like new strains, mm-hmm. The progress of the progress and the speed of the vaccination, etc. So it's going to be continue walking on a tightrope. But the signs are positive because what has happened is we have managed the crisis so far so good, and people are getting back to work. Economy can restart, and that's why these are all the positive stars that are shining.
And then just finally, what are you keeping a close eye on for next week? And I have to say, I hope next week is a bit calmer than this one.
Personally, for me, I think you know, we all know that next week is coming next, very near to the Chinese New Year. So, you know, in terms of the finance news that is happening for Asia, in, you know, where everybody is in anticipation of the Chinese New Year, I think things are coming to come down, you know, slower. We'll be looking out for more earnings announcements in the coming week, especially from the United States and then triggering back to Asia. I think all eyes will be on how the non-tech sectors will perform. Because everybody wants to know, you know, is there a recovery signals coming in, or you know, is the worst of the COVID-19 pandemic hit on the business coming to the trough and to the bottom?
All right, we've been speaking with Lee Kian Soon, the CEO of Astral Asset Management. Kian Soon, thanks a lot for taking the time to speak with us. Take care and stay safe, yeah?
Thank you.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.